You may have heard some stuff about Ukraine recently with impeachment and all that stuff, and two Ukrainian Americans involved in it. There's Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who recently testified, and Lev Parnas, who may have helped him try to dig dirt in Ukraine on Joe Biden. Turns out both of these men came of age in a certain place, Brighton Beach. So reporter Alina Simone visited that Brooklyn enclave.
For many, Brighton Beach remains something of a time capsule, a forever frumpy land of Boris and Natasha's, but a lot has changed in the past decade.
When I came to Brighton Beach, I saw exactly the street I knew from the songs, from the news, from the movies, from documentaries. But you know, nothing is endless.
Oleg Frisch is an expert in nostalgia. He sells it for a living, as a jazz singer and as the host of a weekly music show on Russian language television. Frisch moved to Brighton Beach in 1991. The Soviet Union was about to collapse, and the crime rate in New York City was at an all-time high. Frisch remembers the years when exiled Soviet artists and intellectuals routinely mingled with
people from the criminal world. Someone could raise from the table and just greet me. Oh, Oleg, hi, come over. I said, no, I'm waiting for someone. I wanted to stay apart. But they came to our table, like they could order a bottle of wine or champagne from their table to our table, and they didn't count their dollars.
But that was almost 30 years ago. The gangsters are gone, and so are the clubs. Each year, there are fewer Russian restaurants. Now, you're more likely to find food like this.
Uzbek samsa. Uzbek. Uzbek samsa. Samsa papkin, samsa chicken, samsa beef, bread.
That's Uktam. He didn't feel comfortable providing his last name. He's part of a new wave of Central Asian immigrants. Unlike Russian immigrants like Oleg Frisch, Uktam had never even heard of Brighton Beach when he came to America. He came here to work. But now he loves Brighton Beach. Everything you need, it's all here, he says. Then adds, this is where my people are. A few blocks up the street is St. Petersburg, formerly known as St. Petersburg Books. This was the high temple of the Russian-speaking diaspora. But like every other book business in the streaming age, St. Petersburg has been forced to pivot.
A lot of the books went online to make room for more optimal items.
That's Elizabeth Orlov. Her mother founded the store 25 years ago. Today, the shelves are stocked with toys, housewares, and bespoke gifts that Amazon can't poach, like pottery commissioned directly from artists in Ukraine, or camel fur slippers sourced from Mongolia. For the final part of our tour, Oleg and I head over to the National. It was the last big club on Brighton Beach Avenue to close.
Is it sad?
Of course it's sad, because National is the history, at least of my life and of the lives of thousands of people who used to come here in the 90s and the 80s every weekend.
But Oleg is moving on, literally. He wants to move to Manhattan for more of what he calls a contemporary lifestyle. And he says he won't have any trouble unloading his apartment.
Oceanfront. That's the key word right now.
In recent years, Brighton Beach has become a mecca for regular New Yorkers seeking a summer getaway. Developers have taken notice too. Last year, a local developer announced plans to build a 13-story luxury apartment complex in Brighton Beach. Its proposed name? Trump Village Tower. For NPR News, I'm Alina Simone in Brighton Beach.